can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
And on, we suppose we should just mention that we did speak to Gary Lyon about what's going on over in Perth before the climax to the 2021 football season, where the Bulldogs are playing Melbourne in the grand final. And we wondered, just during the week, they had the counting of the Brownlow medal, and a bloke called Ollie Wines won it. And as I said to Gary, Don, 54 people were asked to be on standby, three from each club, three 18s of 54, I think. And 47 of them were midfielders. It sort of devalues the... Surely umpires must be cognizant of the fact that sometimes people win games by only getting seven or eight kicks and five or six marks. If they kick six goals at centre-half forward or full forward, or at a full back position, they stop people actually getting a kick at all. But they don't, do they? So it's a quaint award that is a marquee event in the calendar. But seriously, you don't want to take it too seriously, do you?
Well, it's always been a contentious issue ever since I played the game that umpires vote or issue the votes. Now, you know, I believe when I was president of the Players Association, we instigated an award called the Players Award, and we followed the idea of what happens in English soccer, that the players vote on the best and fairest. So they've got a more intimate knowledge of what's required, and that's a very prestigious award. So unfortunately, I don't think, you know, the Players Association do give the most valuable player. I just wonder how conscientious the players are or how serious they do take the voting process. This is in the AFL right now. But I believe, and that's why we brought it up when I was president of the association back in the 70s, about the Players Award.
So it'd be a major departure from tradition, wouldn't it, to change the habits and the voting construct of the way the Brownlow medal is selected if you took the umpires out of the equation.
Yeah, but the umpires are already done it, so let's just say it's an umpires award. Quaint. The game is going through a particular style at the moment, and if you look back again, we turn the clock back, there are a number of ruckmen that used to win the Brownlow, and those ruckmen used to play across centre-half back and just take marks.
Not a hell of a lot of ruckmen.
Oh,
Not a hell of a lot.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, Moore.
Brownlow. Teasdale.
Moss.
Teasdale.
Moss.
Brownlow.
Moss.
Moss. Brownlow. Dempsey. Brownlow.
Scotty Wind.
Who?
He's later in the 80s. Thompson. Thompson. But Thompson. It came in the space of 10 years.
Yes.
Those guys took, because all they did was take marks across half back. Right. They stopped the game. You watched them and Peter Hudson, as a full forward, came second because the game stopped. He kicked 150-odd goals in that particular
year. Seriously, how can you kick 150-odd goals and 150 goals and not win a Brownlow?
Yes, but that was the way the game was played. It was just part and parcel of the game. I think Ian Stewart actually won it that year, playing for Richmond, 1971.
Anyhow, that's the Brownlow, Donald. Did you watch any of it?
I shouldn't say that. I watched the introduction, and they introduced Mrs. Enright, and that's
who
when
is
the
Shallow Hell.
Gil.
No, I didn't watch. No, I just watched. I thought, what is this preamble? They're going through the red carpet, so I just turned it off, and didn't realise that Ollie Wines was a winner until the next morning.
No. I didn't know till the next morning. So I had to ask who Ollie Wines played for. Now, Don, so we'll just cover this quickly. I don't care what you or the Rocket says or what Gary Lyon
says. You never
said.
Do.
What?
You never do.
I do.
You don't care what anybody thinks.
I don't care. On this occasion, no one will be able to tell you why or who will win that grand final.
I'm not predicting.
It's no point giving a tip.
That's right.
It's just pure biased, subjective nonsense.
I can tell you.
No, I agree.
Listen to the Rocket. The Rocket said, I disagree.
You cannot predict a game of football.
I think the Dogs will win.
Why?
Because they're my team.
Oh. That's it. No, but that's fair enough.
But what you said was relevant before. You cannot, what depending on the mindset you bring, determines, and it will be established in the first 10 minutes of the game as to who is going. And
one of you said that the game will be decided to Gaz. You said that the game will be decided by Max Gorn.
Well, no, no. Well,
I really do think that could be the case. I
yes,
think
he's but
the
he's got
bloke.
Stephen Martin. Now, Stephen Martin should be putting his body right into Max
Gorn.
Yeah,
but that's, I know, but I'm saying, but don't you think that's where we're most vulnerable?
Beg your pardon?
Don't you think that's where the Dogs are most vulnerable, though, is in the
no,
ruck?
No, because this Martin can't jump, and if he's got, I think he's got a little bit more shit in him than what Max Gorn's got, and he will jump in. Now, that's what he's got to do, and the game will be played, you know, it'll be won right in that midfield because of the way it's set up now. And what I think is the way that the two teams that have won, Melbourne and Footscray, there was no opposition coming out of the centre. They've got to learn to play man on man, and they got to, Stephen Martin's got to make it a contest with Gorn that the ball comes to ground. Then the other players have got to pick each other up. The wingmen have got to come in from each side and make it a real contest at the centre bounce, which they haven't done so far.
Is it a knee-jerk reaction, Don?
What's that?
I'm about to tell you. Is it a knee-jerk reaction that they've appointed Michael Voss as the coach of Carlton?
Because I thought we were talking about the grand final. You don't explore things.
No, I you want to explore.
Speaking
more
of shallow hell.
What do you
what?
Want?
Him.
What do you want to explore? I thought we'd...
No, you don't stimulate. There's never a conversation or a discussion on a topic.
Yeah, of course there is.
No, there's not.
What else do you want to say about the grand final?
What I would go on and say is that I don't believe these coaches know how to negate one another at a centre bounce. They should be getting guys that played when it was body on body, and you might have to turn the clock back and learn, because these guys don't know. They came through the 80s, the coaches. Beg your pardon?
Did not hear me say that.
Sorry?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Go.
Did you think you were a good ruck coach?
Well, the two fellows that I coached at Melbourne got in the state team in their second year.
So that's yes.
Who were they?
Stephen O'Dwyer and...
Straubs.
And Jim Steins.
Didn't he coach him as well?
Who?
Sam.
I don't know. Did you?
I think he did
long
after you.
That. No, no.
So where did he learn it? No,
what before, you were there before me.
I was there with Glenn McLean and when Neil Danher was there.
No, well, that's after me. I was there with John Northey. They played in a grand... Gary Lyon played in a grand... The year that I was the ruck coach, they played in a grand final.
Yeah, well done.
Beaten by Hawthorn.
Gary on, you said, you played in a losing grand final, Gary. You could have just softened him up a bit. So you've played in a grand final, Gary.
They didn't have a go. Melbourne didn't have a go. They thought it was going to be easy street, that game against Hawthorn.
This is what we're on about. Instead of saying... you played in a losing grand final, Gary. You could have said, Don, you've played in a... Gary, you've played in a grand final. Unfortunately, you weren't successful. You just bludgeoned him into saying, no, you played in
that
a losing...
That was a disgraceful effort by Melbourne in that grand final. They were so cocky in the lead-up. These blokes are not going to even win it. Okay. They were more concerned about their end-of-season trip.
Have you finished on the grand final? I don't want to just move on to another subject. Do you think it was a knee-jerk reaction to appoint Michael Voss as the coach of Carlton?
What an embarrassing situation that is, that they go back to Clarkson.
How bad
are they going, Alistair Clarkson, they get Brian Cook, they go back to Clarkson again. How would you be as a coach? That's insulting. And what... I hope that he's got a decent contract, a three-year contract, and some type of security at Carlton.
Voss?
Yes.
Yes, a knee-jerk reaction. They tried to get Lyon... They tried to get...
There was a lot of interviews. There were quite a few interviewed, and they're continually going back to Clarkson. Clarkson said, I think he promised a premier or finals appearance in his first year and a grand final his second year.
But when they gave Sam's job to Brad Scott, he said that Carlton hadn't even spoken to him. To Brad. So you know how people thought that he was making a decision between Sam's job and going back to coaching.
So what's that got to do with it?
Well, it turns out they hadn't even spoken to him. So they're not being fair to him.
The ideal man.
I think they think the cookie's just going to come in and fix everything.
That's right.
But isn't it interesting, you watch this coaching merry-go-round, it's so incestuous coaching in AFL, when are they going to bring in some new talent? They just, You see the assistant coaches going from one team to the other to the other. That's to right. You're just in a circle. It's a boys' club. They talk the same language. They do the same thing. There's nothing different.
Very good point, Don. I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, the pool of coaches should all rotate every 2 years and just go from one team to another.
Vossie will be a good outcome, though.
What?
Vossie will be good.
Why?
Because I think he'd be better for the run. Having done it once before and failed, right? I think he's learned a heap. I think he's gone about it the right way. I was super impressed with him when I worked with him at Fox. I think he's a gun.
So you might have.
Hang on. Did you rate him as a media performer?
I rate him as a person. I rate him as a person. He was incredibly professional. He did everything right. He did everything on time. He did everything. He was. You talk about old shallow hell.
Well, why didn't he fire up the first time?
No, but I think it was because it was too soon. If you remember, Richmond were going to impose.
I don't think he had the talent.
Yeah, but I also think everyone benefits from a failure, and I think he will.
I think every successful benefits from the talent that they've got. If they've got talent, they are successful.
Indirectly, Don Rocket's claimed Voss as being successful because he had him at Fox.
No, I didn't. You dickhead. I said I was impressed by him at his time in Fox. When Don asked me why do I think he'd be successful, I just think he's one of those blokes who's just incredibly thorough.
But you employed him there, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, so you've set him on the road. You've guided him.
Oh, bullshit.
And then he rang me up.
But the break of contract, and he called me. He said, mate, I'm going to take this job at Port Adelaide. Are you okay with that?
What did you say, Rocket?
Absolutely. Like, as if you're ever going to stand in the way of that. But he just goes about it all the right way. I don't know if that was always the case, and I'm not... I'm telling you now,
Fox.
He went about it that way. He went to Port Adelaide when they were a shithole. It's easy to say you're an assistant coach there now. When he made the decision to go there, I was like, are you serious? And he said, mate, I just want to coach again. I want to be a coach. And I just think I was just so impressed by him that I think he'll be great.
So you were
as good as anybody else is unproven, that's for sure.
So you were so impressed with him, you employed him at Fox, and then when he said, I want to leave, you said, go ahead, mate, go right away. Just
don't off. Make fun well, of you, it. You're an idiot.
Why would you let him go if you...
Because he had a passion for it.
Pardon?
He had a passion
but
for
you
it.
You got a passion for Fox to make it.
I
successful.
Do, so that's why I didn't take the job. He did.
No, you've got a what?
That's why I didn't take the job, and he did.
You've got a passion for Fox when you were there. Why did you let one of your main men go?
Because
he got a better offer. He wanted to do something else. God, you're a twit.
Correct.
He said he got a better offer.
Oh,
he did
geez,
at Port Adelaide.
Please,
one of the
please,
he wanted
John.
To go. And he would have taken a huge pay cut to go there.
Would he?
What from Fox? He was getting that much.
In amongst everything else he was doing. So he was doing, he would have had three or four deals, right? Between Fox, a radio deal, a newspaper. I think he was writing for the Courier Mail. I think he was doing all sorts of... To go to be, at the time, to be an assistant coach at Port Adelaide, he would have been on three-fifths of bugger all. So the guy's committed.
Mm. Shana Jack.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes.
Shana Jack's suspension for...
Yeah. Isn't it Shana? Why do you guys get her name wrong?
No, don't use the word plural. Point to him.
What's
Shana
name?
Jack.
Shana.
Shana or Shana?
S-H-A-Y-N-A. I'm tipping it's Shana.
Right, go on.
There's no R.
What about her?
Ms. Jack. Ms. Jack has ended her two-year...
What's
year...
it? Ms. Jack.
Ms. Jack. Ms. Well, I wonder what her pronouns are. Thy, they, thou, thy, thus, them, thee... Miss Jack.
Yeah, what a bit. Come on.
Due to the risk of earthquakes in Melbourne, Daniel Andrews is expected to announce an extension of lockdown this morning, as well as mandatory
helmet wearing. You are not serious.
We're all going to wear helmets until the end of lockdown.
What?
Indoors and outdoors. And helmets may not be removed to consume alcohol.
that's about as silly as you... I wouldn't put that past being serious. Miss Jack... has had her 2 years. She's fulfilled.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yes.
For, what did she do, actually?
Oh, they tried to say that she was on drugs.
They did say she was on drugs. Yeah. That's why she suspended her. They suspended her. Now, do you think she'll come back and will
no.
she...
No. I don't think so.
Oh, and I was going to say, if she did, would she be in favour with the general fans who...
Oh, yeah, I think she would be.
That's okay. So if she...
But I just think physically, I think it may have, which is sad. As an athlete, you peak. And I think she's just gone over the top. She's on the down. I don't think it'll be a fantastic effort if she can come back. But I just think she's been out of it just a little bit too long at the top level.
And you don't think we would look a little hypocritical?
No, because it hasn't been hypocritical upon her.
I hadn't finished. If we what? You don't think we'd look a little hypocritical if? And then you said no, I hadn't finished. A little hypocritical if we keep going at the Chinese person who we wouldn't get in the pool with. What was his name? Who were...
Sun Ying.
But he was proved to be—he was proved to have taken drugs.
Well, wasn't Shana?
I don't think so.
Oh, wasn't she? Why'd she get suspended?
Because someone put something in her blender or something, didn't she?
That's what she reckons.
No, but whether that be the case or not, she was proven to have done that, wasn't she, Don?
Yes. Well, she was proven to have consumed something. Yes.
Yeah. Whether it be surreptitiously or not. So we would cut her some slack, but not Sheng Ping. What's his name?
Sun Ying.
Sun Ying. You there? You listening? Right. Any other sport?
Yes, it was an interesting... I asked a racing friend of mine...
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Don't use our Lord's name in vain.
I beg your pardon, Don. Racing.
A racing friend of mine... Why the racing authorities haven't continued race meetings, or what has happened about the non-use of whips. Now, 12 months ago, or over 12 months ago, the state government were trying to get a state of emergency in Victoria.
About whips.
About a lockdown, you idiot. We're in state emergency at the moment, lockdown. And what they did was go to the Legislative Council and got three independents across. One was Fiona Patton Justice Party, isn't she? She was in the Sex Party. I think it's now called the Justice Party. They got a Greens.
She's in the sex party with the whips. Is that how she? What is that?
She's now in the Justice Party. They've got a Greens councillor, a Greens parliamentarian, and they got a fellow called Andy Medic.
Yeah.
Who is in the Legislative Council. They got those three votes. Consequently, they got through state of emergency. Now, what Andy Medic wanted was the banning of whips in races. That was his trade-off, was to put us in a state of emergency. No, so they had five race meetings last year. They put the money, they gave good money to those particular race meetings. They were held in the country. The five meetings were held. And... Okay, so nothing eventuated. We didn't hear anything about it until just a week or two ago, Mitch Clark wrote in The Sun, just a small piece. The headline was State Backs Medic Racing Whip Reform. Now, what they're doing is giving lip service to this bloke Medic, because there's been no follow-up, no races at all this year in this season, and now they're going to take it to... The Victorian government is supportive of Animal Justice Party MP Andy Medic's push for the motion is set to pass Parliament. The state government are taking it to Racing Australia. What are you laughing for, idiot?
I reckon...
No, well, I mean, there's two issues here. Yeah. One is the state government...
How many people do you reckon are interested in these two?
Well,
issues?
We're in a state of lockdown. We're in a state of emergency.
Yeah.
And this fellow, just because of the race thing, you know, he had his agenda, which was this, and we're in a state of emergency.
There's a prominent orthopaedic surgeon who lives in Mount Gambier, who I can't mention his name, but he's...
You will. You will.
I'm not mentioning Bernie McCusker's name. He said, whenever you speak about me or... refer to things that I suggest, never mention my name because it's unethical, and the medical profession can look on it as advertising, and they're not allowed to advertise. So we'd never mentioned Barney's name ever. So a prominent orthopaedic surgeon in Mount Gambier said...
Who will remain nameless?
I've told you we can't mention Barney's name. So we said, he said, and he was serious, he said, why don't you and the Rocket push for Don to get a job commentating at the dressage events...
What?
At the dressage events in the 2024 Olympics. Where are they held? Paris, are they? Where's the next one? London?
Paris.
Paris. Don, he thinks that you would be, because your wealth of knowledge, particularly about dressage and show jumping, and you would add a diverse dimension to the commentary team. Now, is Bruce still doing the Olympics in 2000?
No.
They all outsourced.
Would he be doing the dressage? Or
No. They all outsourced.
Haim, we don't know.
No, he don't. They outsourced it to two English. They took the feed from two English commentators.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. No, well, why did they have Australian commentators speaking on other sports? But in equestrian, they took the feed from two English commentators.
I think because we had one a chance in the other sports.
Lucinda Green. Beg your pardon?
Where we had a chance in sports, we had our own people.
Where we had a chance in a... We actually won a medal in eventing.
We sent a bunch of bong smokers over, didn't we?
That's show jumping. Oh. Geez, you're up with it.
So Barney McMD, he said quite seriously, Don, he wrote me, he's a prolific letter writer, and he wrote me and he said...
He wrote me and he said
Channel 7 or whoever's got the rights should entertain the idea of taking Don Scott over to comment on the dressage or the show jumping because it's the only sport he knows anything about. It's the only sport he talks about. And he is very passionate about it. And your turn of phrase, Don, being honest and sledgehammer straight with people, no worry about diplomacy or trying to gild the lily, you would be fantastic at it, he thought. Don, have you got... Is there any point pushing this to see if you could get a gig over there?
No, there's no point at all. And I'll just finish this little... I'll just go back and finish up this little segment that Martin Pakula is just going through the motions in order to appease Andy Medic, and the whip rule in Australia will not be changed.
Right, well, now we're going to now... Rocket, we're going to now road test shit the bed hot sauce, and we're going to see if Don can stand.
You don't do any other sport, do you? You're not aware of what Ben Simmons is going through in America.
You just said you wanted to wrap this up.
No, that particular story.
Okay,
give us Ben.
Well,
Simmons.
No, about Ben Simmons, the controversy he's creating. You've got greats coming out and talking about him, Charles Barkley for one.
About what?
About his future in basketball, how he's got to improve his game.
Why is the controversy over it?
Well, he's on millions of dollars for a number of years. He wants to break the contract. He's just not performing. Didn't in the playoffs. And from the outside looking in, he doesn't wish to improve his game. I don't think he's going to turn up to preseason training.
Well, what's it got to do with Charles Barkley?
He's a commentator. He is an expert commentator.
Oh, I see.
He played basketball.
Yeah, no, I thought he was.
Are they aware of the drama that he's had going on here at in Australia with his brother and sister?
Well,
be a fair distraction, wouldn't it?
Well, his sister, I thought his sister withdrew the case.
Yeah, she did, but it'd be a source of head noise, wouldn't it?
Anyhow, Don, we're winding this up now because we're going to try and get online. We're going to try and get online on Instagram. Tell us what we're trying to do, Rocket, please.
I don't know. You were doing this.
No, but...
We're going to do it live on your Instagram account. We're going to get Don to road test these hot sauces.
That's what I asked you to
say. How could you not say that?
Well, you've got to set the camera up so that it films us, don't you?
I don't know. I thought you were doing that.
No.
I thought you were the one who taught how to do
it. Come on, theatre. Where's the theatre?
Well, I don't know how to do it, Don. There's no theatre.
You're the lackey. You're his lackey.
You are a fucking idiot.
Don't swear.
What? Yeah, you know how to do this.
Instagram account.
All you got to do is put the phone on camera.
Have you got a holder?
Pardon?
Like a tripod thing?
What?
How many of our listeners are on Instagram?
No one.
Oh, well, why are we doing it on Instagram?
Because he wants to get his head on anything he can.
Why couldn't you put it on YouTube?
Because we don't have a YouTube account. That costs money. Where are the cameras, Don? Look around.
You've got a camera there.
Don.
Well, you probably could do it from that. I don't know.
Tell you what, we're going to wind this up now, and the Rocket is going to set this up because he knows what to do, because I said, do you know what to do? He said, of course I know what to do. And he's going to aim it at us, Don, and I'm going to get the little chicken, what are they, chicken wings or something?
Chicken nuggets, thanks to Larry Dooley.
Chicken nuggets, and we're...
Full of estrogen.
No.
Don't worry about what they're full of. They come from Larry Dooley's, you know, that great...
Where's Larry Dooley's? I'm serious. Where is Larry Dooley's?
It's opposite the Epworth Hotel.
Hey? You've been there.
It's opposite the Epworth. Got great coffee. Remember that? Comes out of the arses of rats over in Singapore. So, Don, we're going to set this up and we're going to get the hot shit-the-bed sauce that Bunsters produce, and we're going to see if you can withstand the nuggets with the hot sauce on it. And we're going to road test it for
Why
you.
Me?
Well, I'm going to do it with you.
Oh, you're going to have a go at it too?
Yes.
Because I'm not into spicy food.
No, well, we're going to... So we wind it up, Rocket, and then you're going to set the camera up. I'm going to speak severely
Stop
to
talking.
You off air.
Stop talking.
Severely.
Stop.